Okay, good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Beis, Meseches Ksubis. About to start Meseches Ksubis. Why do you want to hold this for a second?
Hello?
You want to pause it?
I'll take it. I'll erase it later. I mean, this I can't though, and that I'll just add it later.
I just got a text from Menachem.
Yeah.
He wants to call in.
Yes, I tell him that the call Lashon number.
Okay, so we're about to start. Let's talk to Mishnah. The Sula Nisus Yom Ravi V'Amona Yom Echmishi. Mishnah tells us that there's a specific day that Chazal were Kaveya of the Sula that's an issue that has Besulim. The day of the week that Chazal set for her to get married is Yom Rivi on Wednesday. Almono Yom Chamishi, Almono. We'll see as we go on what's in the category of Almono, but definitely Almono is not a psula anymore, right? That's as far as for what we're concerned, right? So therefore the date, which is based on the reasons for Besula, is not applicable to Amona. Nevertheless, Amona also, Chazal set a specific day, Yom Chamishi, on Thursday to get married. Now, the Mishnah gives an explanation, gives a reasoning. Because twice a week, Bezdin sits, and Bezdin is available twice a week. Yoishim Bayoris, that's what it means to say that they, what's the word, adjourn, maybe? Is that the such in that place? Some kind of word. Oh, Yossi, you know that. What it means, right? That,
they're in session.
Right, they're in session. Okay, yeah. They're in session, right? Available for, complaintiffs. B'yam Shin Lachamishi. This is Takon, one of Takonas Ezra, that Bezin's Yoishiv Bisheni Vachmishi, on Monday and Thursday. Shemhoyle Tainis Pesulim Hoymashkin Bezdin. That if there was a Tainis Pesulim, meaning to say if the husband has a claim that his wife is not what he expected her to be, he was supposed to be marrying a Besula, and he realizes through the Birishaina that she's not a besula, so how you mash kim lebezdin? So this way he would be able to come to Bezdin, So what we're trying to do over here is that we're trying to set up that this man, the day of the Chasna, and therefore the Bia, the Gemara, as a matter of fact, talks about exactly when the Bia is supposed to be done. What talks about, you know, is it specifically by night or even by day? You know, how close in proximity does it have to be to the time of Yeshiva's Bezdin? But the idea over here is that we want that when he finds out, when he realizes that his wife is not a Besula, then the Bezdin should be available for him as immediate as possible. Now, why is that so? What's the point over here? So let's see Rashi. Right? Now, let's just note over here that the Mishnah set up two dates for getting married, for a chasana, a psula and an amona, and the Mishnah said one reason, and the reason is really only applicable to the din of the psula. Oh, Menachem's here? Yeah, okay. Okay. Shalom, Menachem.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, our pleasure. So we say like this, that the Mishnah actually only gives the reason for the Sula, not for Amona. And maybe we could ask a question, why Takanat? We'll see about that, maybe. But what's happening in the Mishnah is the Mishnah establishes a date for a Sula and for an Amona, and the Mishnah goes on to explain the reasoning for this date for Besula. Now, even the reasoning for Besula is also a little insufficient, because what we see from the Mishnah is that the date is, it should be, that she should be getting a day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. So Wednesday is a day before Yeshiva's Bezdin, Thursday. But the Mishnah says that Bezdin sit twice a week, right? So if the idea is that they want to get married a day before, right, Yeshiva's Bezdin, so then we wouldn't understand. So why was it limited just to Wednesday? What happened to Sunday? So there's something missing in the Mishnah. There must be not another piece to the puzzle over here, which cancel out Sunday as a day, right? And we'll see that in the Hemshech HaGemara, right? But that's a question that you have to ask yourself right away when you learn the Mishnah. It's a valid question. Now let's just remind ourselves over here, just the background information. In the times of Chazal, that the two parts, you know, of a marriage, which is Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin is what we refer to as that is the Kiddushin, when he gives her the Kesef, whatever form it is. Today it's in the form of a ring. That's Kiddushin, Harem Mekdeshesli. And at that point, she's an Eishes Ish. Right? Now, their meaning was that they didn't have the Nisuin immediately like we have. Nisuin was done sometime in the future. they would make a kedushin, you know, like we see from over here, you know, at a very young age. You know, I guess they wanted to get themselves a wife, you know, just to set that, and then, you know, when they want time to get married, it was sometime in the future. Now, whenever the husband decides that he wants to get married, so that's what the Mishnah talks about, that later on, that there's a period of time of preparation that's given, right, to prepare for the chasna. A basula has a yubeis chodesh, right, 12 months. So at the time when he's tovali nasei, which means that he decides that he wants to get married, so then she has a preparation date, and that's when the nisuin date is set, right? So Akapana said there. So there could be a very large span, a lot amount of time between the eris and nisuin, and like we said, that she's already a full eishes ish at the time of the erisin, the kiddushin. You know, she would be staying in her father's house. You know, that's that, right, till the Shas till the Shas Nisuin. So now our Mishnah tells us that the reason why they were sacked in the Basul is Nisus Yom Revi. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, Basul Nisus Yom Revi, Takanas Chachom Shtinas Revi B'Shabbos. So Rashi, this is a Takanas Chachom, and can the Farish time as the Mishnah itself explains what it's based on. Shepamayim B'Shabbos Abasula Koy. So Rashi, that the reason that the Mishnah is giving right now is limited to Basula. That means we're not giving a reason for the Din of Amon. This reason is not relevant. Is not relevant at all to Almona. Almona is not a besula. Zokrashi b'shen v'chamishi. This is achas mesa takon shetekin Ezra. The Gemara Bava Kama mentions all the takonis. Maybe we'll see in the Gemara later on, right? Shainim, right, what was before. What was before and what did Ezra do? Now Rashi contains, this is what's relevant to us. Ukach tikun shtanas b'rivi. You see that Rashi, the last of the wide lines, the fourth line from the top. Ukach tikun shtanas b'rivi. And the following reason is why Chazal were misakin that Absula has to be nisus specifically on Yom Revi. Shim hoyle tanis pesulim yashkim the bezdin boi kaisi olov. Im hoyle tanis pesulim, that means is that if he has a basis, if he feels that his wife is not a besula, tanis pesulim yashkim the bezdin boi kaisi olov. We want him to come to bezdin boi kaisi olov when he initially realizes that. So you know, naturally he's upset about that. And we want while his feelings or his kas is still at its peak before it dissipates, we want him to have the ability. We want to come to Bez, and therefore we want to set up that Bez will be available right away. And if we just let him get married any time, and therefore he's getting married at a day which is not close to Yeshiva's Bezdin, we're concerned, he'll be karadai, he'll be kaimeno, he'll keep her. So already we're hearing from Rashi that we want him to divorce her as a result of this. And we're afraid that he won't. Now, why should he divorce her as a result of this, or actually get rid of her? So Krashi, Shemahi Zinsitachtov, Vinesra Olov. So Krashi, the concern is that maybe she was Mizanitachtov. She's not a Basul now. So when did she not become a Basul? Well, Chayra, the reason why she's not a Basul because she was Nivalo. She was Mizane. So if that was Tachtov, then Vinesa Olov, Ki Yafinan, Me Vinesa Vihinit Mo. Okay, so Rashi tells us like this, right? There's a specific halacha concerning this nus of an Eishes Ish, that if an Eishes Ish, like we mentioned, after the Eishes Ish, she's an Eishes Ish, were she to be Mizane with someone? So that's what the Psuk in the Pasha of Soita talk about. Soita really is a sophic, right? Because we don't have any edim on the actual znus itself. There was a stira, kine with a stira. That's the parasha of soita that we're familiar with. That she has to drink to mevara the sophic. But in that parasha, it's mevuyer. It's clear that if we were to know that she was mezane, then she definitely is osir. She becomes osir to her husband. That's the halacha of the znus. Of Eishes Ish, she's also her husband. The halacha actually is that she's also lebal uleboil. She becomes also to two people, to her husband and to the boil himself. Also, she's nesa. Now, as far as this halacha is concerned, that what's relevant to us is as follows, that there is a difference between an Eishes Kohen and an Eishes Yisrael, right? Whether the husband is a Yisrael know, a kohen or not a kohen. Chazal learned from the psukim that Neshis Yisrael, someone whose husband is not a kohen, then she's nes labayla only if she's mizan berotzen. If someone was ma'anis her, if it was ba'anis, so she's not nesdar to her husband. She's not also to her husband. If her husband is a kohen, then even ba'anis. And under all circumstances, ben ba'anis, ben berotzen, she's nesdar to her husband. Now, so our Gemara over here is saying that the reason why Basul is nisis has to do with this isser over here. The Chazal were concerned that possibly a Basula was Mizana during this time, which is a little questionable. Right? One might ask, why Chazal being choshish such a thing? Right? I mean, is nus shchiach? Is nus shchiach that we should be concerned that maybe she was Mizana, you know, to facilitate a way to uphold the Isser. So that's a question. So Tosfos deals with the question. He doesn't really ask it in this way. He really has a different source that seems to suggest that Znus is Loishchiach. That's what he asks from. But we'll take one point that Tosfos says right now, just for us, just to get the picture over here. And Chazal tells us that in our situation, there's reason to be chayish for something, even though maybe it's not so prevalent. And the reason for that is because the issue over here is that a wife being ushered to her husband, and our concern is, like I see over here, that if Bezdin is not available quickly, so maybe he's karadaita, right? Maybe, you know, his cast, his upsetness will cool off, and then he'll allow the matter to go. And if that happens, that means that now he's living with his wife, right, for, you know, a whole lifetime, whatever it is, be'isser. So being that the isurim that we're dealing with over here is an unlimited amount of isser, so that could be the basis why we're chayish for something which itself is a very small chash, possibly, right? It's a loy shchiach, but being that the ramifications, right, the tzad isser is so great, so that's why we will be chayish for something which under other circumstances would not be considered shchiach for us to be chayish for. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says. Okay,
that's fine as long as we use this theme elsewhere in halacha, you know.
Okay, so Tosfos is v'machal between here and there and in Nachlami, right? It should be wherever else is applicable. This is Tosfos, like you're saying. Tosfos is telling us something which should be and probably is a rule if we find, you know, another place where it should be, right? And, you know, as we go through, right, we'll keep this in mind and see, you know, if it's consistent. Right? But that's what we're going to take out of this taste, is that's the basis of this, that Chazal could and would deal with something which is Loi Shchiach if the downside of it is so great. Right? Means if, you know, if the possible iser, sad iser of this is so great, so the mechayish is something even which is that's what Tosfos mentioned over here. Okay, now so let's hear again what this is, right? Because we have to get the picture over here, and there's some technicalities that we wanted to discuss over here.
Right, and Tosfos is holding that specifically by a coin, right?
No, I don't think so. I'm we're just talking. Right, we didn't get to that point yet. But the question that we asked was that wherever the isser is, but in the first place, the possibility that she was mezane is l'shchiach. So why are we even entertaining the possibility? Right, we're setting up a whole whatever it is for whoever it is. But like, you know, why should you be chayish for a znus? Taisa asks from a Gemara. The Gemara says that Nusus Lo Yishkiach. That's the first of the widest lines. Thanks, ask for more morning over there.
When the Rebbe read the Mishnah, he said something a little different than I read the Mishnah.
Yeah, let's see.
Not that this is, but I just want to know if I was being medayek correctly and not the Rebbe. So the Chachamim were clearly worried about the Isser Znus, right? The Baal's Taina, was his Taina also because of Znus?
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so we're gonna get to that. Get to that.
Okay.
Right? I try to be a little vague on that, right? Because that's a little point over here. Right? Okay. So let's see like this. So therefore, right, someone now the truth of the matter is that you know, as far as the chash of znus, right, so that there's no real difference between a basula and a ba'ula, right? The only difference is that a ba'ula, he's not going to find out about it, right? So, you know, so whatever we're setting up over here, you know, is not relevant, right? But of course, but you know, if this ba'ula was mezana, she's also Asur's husband, right? That, of course, that has nothing to do with that. It's just the basula, which this is something that one could find out in conjunction with the nesuin / bir rishona. And okay. Now let's talk about this for a moment like this. That fine. You know, the husband finds out that she's a ba'ula. She's not a basula. Right? And let's even before we go into other issues over here. But granted, let's say fine that she was mezane, right? Now, from two ends over here, right? We want to understand exactly what is necessary to cause the iser, or what can cause the iser. See, so let's start from this side. I mean, by him going to Bezdin, is that what is that doing exactly, as far as the iser is concerned? Is that creating the iser? Is that playing any role? Is he wanting to come to Bezdin, right? Right, him coming to Bezdin, is that helping create the Isser? Bezdin's gonna listen to him, like, I'm gonna accept what he says, and now the Isser is gonna be chal, like similar to if Adam are made on something, which even that is not so poshut that the Isser first starts then. So definitely, I mean, the Isser itself is, if it happened, you know, the Isser was chal at the time that it happened, right? LMI, it's a question of information, whether we know that it happened, right? Do we have information now? So, I mean, the Baal, he feels that she's a Ba'ul, and we're assuming right now that it's because of a Znus which would ask her. So, I mean, he's also, right? I mean, if he knows that his wife was Mizana, then he's also, right? He doesn't need any Edom, he doesn't need anything, right? You know, if he has information, just like if he would have seen the Maiseh's nose, then it's definitely, he's also to his wife. So this is equivalent to seeing the Maiseh's nose. That's how we're dealing with this. And therefore he's also. As a matter of fact, I mean, you see that over here, because we're concerned that if he's in Skara Daita, he doesn't come, right? You know, as we're afraid that he's been living with his wife for Isser, right? So him coming to Bezdin, right, is not malo made in the creation of the Isser, right? The Isser is there when, if she's mezane tachtov, right, that's it, whether he knows or not, right? If he doesn't know, so shiny, he's in oilis, you know, right? But if he does know, So then he knows of the Isser, and therefore he has to, you know, he's also to her, right? You know, can't live with her. He has to, he won't be Megasher, as opposed to that, as a result of that. So coming to Bezdin, what is coming to Bezdin doing? So coming to Bezdin really is not helping us create the Isser. Coming to Bezdin is just that Bezdin is gonna know about this. And now that Bezdin knows about it, so either since he knows that Bezdin knows, so he's going to have to follow through, or you know, if he's not, then Bezdin will be there to enforce what his issa that he has, right? So what we're accomplishing is, I didn't answer your question yet.
No, I'm getting there.
Right? So what we're accomplishing over here is that there's a difference whether he is just the only one who knows that his wife is also, right? Or Bezdin knows.
But doesn't Rashi say more than that? Is that he's going to Bezdin is going to cause a call and
we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, and can't it be also that there is no answer, that he made a mistake or he didn't evaluate the situation correctly and maybe she was a basula and, you know.
So this over here is all set up on the premise that there is that the information he has is a problem, right? You want to know that will there be situations where we can't rely on him? Okay, we'll see about that, right? Whether that's true or not.
Can't it be that it happened before the,
okay, yeah, all right. So we'll get to that. We'll get that in a minute. So right now, I'm discussing that. Granted, that she was Mizana, right, and all that, right. We're just explaining over here that the coming to Bezdin, right, has nothing to do with creating the Isser, right. And you see that very clearly, right, because if it did, then you know what do we, right, then why we say he's not going to come, right? You know, so he doesn't come, man. Listen, right? So that's a lot of part is that the Isser is there regardless, and by coming to Bezdin, that's gonna create a situation that he'll guard the Isser, right? That's what we're doing. Now like this. Now if that's so then we come to Shlomo's question. So why is he coming to Bezdin? Right, we're setting up that he should get married at a time that the yeshiva is Bezdin the next day. Well, why is he coming to Bezdin? He doesn't need Bezdin to create any Isser. Why is he running to Bezdin? Right.
He doesn't know that she's Asr. He only know he's just reporting what he found.
Okay. So that's one possibility, right? And this might. Therefore,
if he's saying a statement, she's also to me, then it's also a problem of Shavya Nafsha Chadich Zisur. It's other complications.
Why is that a complication?
Because he's placing an Isra on himself, whether it's real or not.
But maybe that's all this is.
No, because he's not saying she's also to me. He doesn't know. He's saying. He's reporting what he thinks.
Well, I mean, if he knows what the halachas are and he knows what that means, that's what he's saying, right? You know that Rashi on Daf Tes does say that, right?
Rashi on Daf Tes says,
"Shavi anashu
t'chadir d'isur."
Yeah.
So how does that get removed?
So does it get removed?
Well, then she'd be asked to him, and there's no point in going to Bezdin.
What we're saying is that regardless, that's what we're.
You're talking about by Pesach Pasuach?
Yeah,
but that might be a slightly different case.
Okay,
according to Michael, it's a different case.
What I mean, there are two cases, but I'm not sure if that's relevant, right? Because Yimashiyah Pesach Pasuach, right, and Tainer and Domim. Right, and Dhamma, just two ways how he knows that she's not a psula, but therefore, right? Why does that cause an issue? Nemer lo Yisrael lo, right? What does that call an Yisrael? So Rashi calls that Shav Yanav Shechich.
Where's the Rashi?
On that case.
Right, but I mean, on our daf, he says that the Shema Yavo Edim. Okay, you don't need Edim if he's Shav Yanav.
Okay,
so must be talking about
Edim. Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Where's the Rashi?
Daf test. You see the second Rashi.
Wow.
Okay, this is another facet which really, you know, is discussed later on. That's the big sugyas over there on the tests, you know.
That's the biggest,
right? That's the famous Pesach Pesuach sugyas they remember from the days in yeshiva, right? But we're just trying to give a little general over here, right? That's very good points that you're raising over
why,
here.
Why does she have to be Usher? It's nothing to do with Isser.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a Mukas Eitz. Maybe, who knows?
Okay, so you're asking another question. Okay. No, but that's all part of the Sfek Sfekish moves. Right, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, yeah. We'll get there. Okay. One thing at a time. Right? So now we asked the question, why is he coming to Bezin? Like when we're setting this up, when we're expecting that he's going to come to, why is he running to Bezin? Right? So I think it was just suggested over here that because maybe he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So he's just, you know, he's running to Bezin just to find out what that means. Now if that's true, so then that will add an additional reason why he won't come to Bezin. Right? Rashi said before that Yiskara Daita and he'll be Mekayimer. Right?
Well, Rashi says the go to Bezin Yispara Hadover.
Okay, one second. Right. We'll see in a minute about this. But whatever it is, but we see that we want to go to Bezin. So what was Bezin accomplishing? So we said like this, that if he knows the halachas, right? So he knows that he's Osir, right? So what we're saying, what Bezdin is accomplishing is, like we just mentioned before, that we're afraid he's Karadaita, right? And he'll be living with her Be'issa, right? If he doesn't know the halachas, so then, you know, he'll be living with her Be'issa without realizing it, right? So you have that additional facet why we want him to come to Bezdin that will enlighten him that is an Issa. Okay. Right, but so if he doesn't know what this means, right, and that's what we're assuming that he's coming to Bezin to supposed to help to find out. Okay, how did you understand, Shlomo, why he's coming to Bezin?
So I understood it like we were saying before, as a safe, you know, that he wasn't sure the situation. And
he's not sure because he doesn't know the halachas, or because there's a legal suffix here,
or a matzias suffix, you know.
He's reporting.
He said that he didn't find the psuma,
right?
And I don't know. Maybe if I thought it out better, I would realize that was enough, you know. But now after hearing the rav, I guess there's also a whole mumminess.
Okay. Here, so it's possible. Possible. That's really, you know, what we want him to come. What he's going to be coming for, right? Right. That's
he's coming for the mumminess.
That's not the possibility.
Saying that it's not a pesula, so therefore she doesn't get either to mekachas or she doesn't get the ksuba.
Mm-hmm.
And the chachamim are hoping to find out if right. there was an arise.
Right, so we'll survive. As far as the mumminess is concerned, it could be that he's not even nemen for that, but he doesn't know that, right? But it could be that he's coming for the monetary issue.
And that
right?
Tessa talks about mumminess over here. It doesn't say mumminess anywhere on this whole page.
Mm-hmm. Even that Tessa is not really discussing too much the mumminess, right? But it's mivui over there in that Rashi, I will have seen the ksubos lay mehemin, right?
Nechnami. You say don't say mamas, but the words, I mean, the rav is medayik in the words. It says tainus psulim. Right, that's a mamanus taina, right?
Why is that a mamanus?
I don't know. I'm not necessarily.
Because That's not an erva. If she's a psula or not, is again.
Tainas psulim just refers to the fact that there are no psulim and there should have been. Now that in itself brings us to one or two things. There's an iser, right? There's iser v'heta because of that, and then there's momenus because of that, right? So I don't know if tainas psulim necessarily, right? We'll see. You know, if there's such a mashmois in that, refers to one more than the other, right?
Even if it is mamonis, why does he still have to go to the Bezdin? Let him calculate whatever he feels he should give her, and
if she's claiming otherwise, he needs to get Bezdin. He can't just decide on his own.
She's claiming otherwise.
Well,
let her go to Bezdin.
Yeah, see, but he wants to get in his claim right now. If he waits too long. Then there could be problems with that, and as far as his claim. So,
just saying, you have a stack. You gave her a stack. That's going to give her 200. Okay. Do you want him to just say,
you breached the contract.
But the concern is that she's going to say it's not true, right? What happens if she says it's not true?
Let her go to Bezdin.
No,
why does he have to go?
No, because he has the status as 200.
Yeah.
Now he's the one who's changing the range. He has to be improved. As a matter of fact, and we'll see. He goes to Bezdin and he tells Bezdin, "I see she's not a Besula. You know, so Bezdin, tell him, I'm sorry. That's not enough. That's not enough proof.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Why should we believe you?
Okay.
Right. So, but in explaining why we think that why we expect him to come to Bezdin, right? This whole, we're setting up a whole thing that because you know he's going to come to Bezdin. What makes us think that he's coming to Bezdin? Right? Mm-hmm. Right. So it's possible that it's really the momentistic issue, right? That he's coming for.
That's not what Rashi says it by us.
Yeah, what does Rashi say?
Shami yispayas v'yiskar v'yiskar daito v'yikaimena. That's nothing to do with money.
No, that's why we want him to come. That's not why he's coming. It says that he'll cool off. Right? I mean, you could read Rashi a little bit differently. That he's coming because he's angry.
What is he angry about? Right. But the problem that Rashi is saying is Kaimena is that's what we're concerned about. Right. But that's not necessarily the reason why he's coming, right? Right, you know, that's the problem.
Shema, he's in Zatakta Vinasrola. Right. We're afraid that she's also there.
Right. But Rashi's there's two
on
things.
The Isser.
No, you know, you're right. But we want to know in the psychology Shabbat, that why is he coming? Why is he coming to Bezdin? What we're setting up a whole thing in order that Bezdin should get involved for the Isser. Like you're right. But what makes us think that by setting up the date, he's going to run to Bezdin? Why is he running to Bezdin? That's what we wanted to know. Right? Why is he running to Bezdin? Why is this Bezdin going to help him here? So either the pshat, like you said before, is that you know he doesn't know the halachas over here, and he's you know so we want him to come to Bezdin and you know help him, and that might be in the iser aspect of it. Right, but if he knows the halachas, so coming to Bezdin doesn't really change anything.
One of the Rishonim says a concept that he changed his mind, doesn't want to be married to her, but he doesn't want to pay her ksuba, so he makes up this whole thing. He runs the Bezdin to try to.
But where does that come into our picture here? That's if he's making it up, then that's not.
That's why it says later on it should be a 3-day suda, because if he has to do such a big suda, then he's not.
Oh, okay. That might be something else, but I don't think right now this mission right now we're dealing with something real, right?
She might have a claim that he's making it up. So if he goes to Bezdin, he basically makes Bezdin the bad guy and let Bezdin take care of the enforcement and telling her what's going on and telling her what she has to do. You know, so it's not on him to tell his wife. You know.
Okay. Maybe there's such a thing like that. Now the truth of the matter is that being that the nemonis over here, right, believing him is really there's no to edim over here, right? So this that he's neman only he's only a neman for himself, whether it's because of a shavya nafshe or a different halacha. So once you brought that up, right? So What about his wife? His wife, is she also from her side of things? Her not, right? You know, she says it didn't happen, right? He's only them copying up. No, because he has the iser, right? Because he has in halacha, he's also satak. He can't stay with her, but you know, but as far as she's concerned, right? That's, you know, it's really that there. I don't think that we have really a basis to ask her, but shine. But you know, if there's an iser for him, shine. You know, so that's that's enough to that he can't live with her. Okay, so we just discussed a little bit over here again. What our concern over here is, the concern is that maybe he's ushered to her because maybe she was mezana and he found out, and once he knows, so then he's ushered. And he'll be living with Isser. We want him to come to Beis Din. We discussed a few tzedim, you know, what the reflex over here of him running to Beis Din is based on. And now when he comes to Beis Din, so either we let him know that it's Isser, or Akopana, now that Beis Din is involved, so he'll have to adhere to the Isser, right? Either by himself, because it's not, you know, he can't brush it under the carpet because others know about it. Or even if he would want to live with her, Beis Din is going to step in because the halacha is akapan mitzad himself, right? Right. And as Beis Din doesn't really know klapi de velt, but just Beis Din, once he himself let Beis Din know that he knows, so shines. Now the halacha for him is that he's also, so Beis Din will be mafresh him. Okay. Now we come to the other shiloh over here, right? And then we'll understand what Rashi is doing. As follows. Now it's mivur in the Gemara. Have understand that there are some sfeikis over here, right? Because let's assume, right? Okay, well first be more Elio's question, right? And I don't know what the answer to that is. Is that an isha supposed to be a b'sula, and he realizes after the Bibi Shaina that she's not a b'sula. So what exactly happened that caused her not to absula? So really, that there's a sad that, you know, maybe mukseitz, right? You know, maybe she was hit by something, but isamok. And the more talks about such a thing in mukseitz. So b'chal, who said she was mezana b'chal, right? Now that doesn't seem to come into this fakis over here. I have to know why not? Why not? You see any mufashim talk about that? Right, maybe we'll find out in the sugi later.
Right, also, you know, an older girl, sometimes the besula diminish on their own. After a certain age, it's only like 12 to 12 and a half that it's bother that she has besulim. After that age, it could diminish, and it's not a right that she did this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll have to see about that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can say that our mission is only talking about between 12 and 12 and a half.
Okay, so we have to be mivar that prad also. Okay. Okay, we'll see about that, right? Right. We'll see whether that's relevant to domim or even a pesach pesuach. Right. We'll see about that, right? But that just something I mentioned before, that there's two ways he could know that she's not a psula. Right? There's a time called pesach pesuach, that the area is opened and it shouldn't be opened if she's a besula, or else that if she was a besula, so the Bibi Shaina causes the dam besulim to come out, and if there was no dam, so also that's an indication that she was not a besula. Right? So that's, you know, just the
Bibi Shaina that told me that there's a membrane there and he's claiming the membrane's not there.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Right, it's something that he could feel the doichak. That's what he knows from the beer. Right. So, but the that's what you're saying. The mitzvah said from that's what changed. Okay. So let's put mukas eitz on the side over here. Now in the Gemara it's mivui like this, that in order, like we discussed before, we already mentioned this, that in Eishes Yisrael, even if she was mezane, but she's only also to her husband if she's mezana b'rotzen, right? So that piece of information we don't have, whether she's mezana b'oynis or b'rotzen. Aside from that, that even when the znus, let's say that there was a znus, and fine, but when did it take place? That we also don't know, because she's only also obviously if she's mizana as an eishes, which is after the erisin, right? It's possible that it was before the erisin. So this is what the Gemara talks about, the fact that there's a spek seiko over here. So therefore, even if we know that she's a bu'ula at this point, and we'll even assume that it came because of a Mises nus, but whether she's also to her husband or not, is that in general there's really a sfek sfek over here. So the halacha is, you know, were he to go to Bezdin and I tell Bezdin, listen, you know, she's not a psula, right? Am I mutter or not? Bezdin will tell her, yeah, you're mutter, because it's a sfek, halacha sfek sfek is not mutter, right? She's mutter, right?
So is mutter
l'chadchilo
or mutter b'diavad?
Mutter l'chadchilo.
Mutter l'chadchilo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll see about and maybe an efshel of rurei, right? But if there's no efshel of rurei, then it's mutter l'chadchilo. Right?
And there's no shavya. There's no shavya because
he's not saying yisur. He's not saying yisur. Right. Not saying yisur. Right. Right. This piece of information.
Rashi says shavya on daf testo.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that's part of that's Marashayla. That's only talking about that if what he says equals Isser, so then that's the Shavin Asher. That's the Kirch that he's asking himself with this information. Right? So that's a question over here. And this is really what the Gemara Taka tells us over here. And that there are two scenarios that you don't have both of these fakers together, right? One, like we mentioned before, is an Eishes Kohen, right? Let's say the husband is a Kohen, right? So there's no Sofik over there, Sofik Oynes and Sonmatzen, because regardless, right, even Ba'oynes, she's also. So there's only a Chad Sfek, and there's only one Sofik, and one Sofik is also, right? Right? Whatever the basis of that din is, whether it's the Reis, the Drabonon, but a chad sfeika is also, so that will be the issa that we're dealing with, and if it were to be an eishes kohen, the Gemara also tells us that we could have a scenario where the erisin took place when she was less than 3 years old. If the erisin took place less than 3 years old, the Chazal tell us, and Chazal kimhu lechazal, that dushuleh achoizrin. Right, that if an isha is mizane, make a bia when she's less than three, then the besulim come back. So now like this. So in let's say that the erisin was done, right? You know, when she was very young, right? Therefore, father was mekabel kedushin for her, right, when she was 2 years old. 2 years old. Now, whenever he decides to make the nisuin after the bir rishon, he realizes that she's a ba'ula. So now if we want to figure out when did this happen, so if the bias nus was before the erisin, then the psulim should have grown back, right? So she should still be a ba'ula. In order that his nus could
she
be a psul, right? In order for his nus to make an isha from a basul into bula, it has to happen after three. And since this she was already an ashes, this at the age of three, so we know that it definitely happened after the erisin. Okay, so that's a situation where we don't have the sfek sveka because there's no sofik of lav tachtav. It definitely happened tachtav, and the only sofik that there is was the ba'anis meratzin, right? So these are two scenarios, and now. Now, the question that the Rishonim deal with over here is okay, fine. So that all explains these two notions. What about everyone else, right? And as these two notions, Achad Sfeika, right? If he comes and he's able to say that a Tainis Pesulim, whatever he's saying, Tainis Domim Tzpesa Pesuch, whatever he's saying over here, that he'll taka be osur because there's a Achad Sfeika, and Achad Sfeika is osur. But everyone else, right, who's not in a, who's not Eishes Kohen and didn't have the Eirsin, plus Gaz Gimel, it's a Tachas Fek Sveika, so it's Mutter, so So what are we doing this for? Right? There is no Isra over here that we should want to guard. So this the Rishonim explain is what Rashi is coming to explain over here. And this is the Rashi that you mentioned. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Rashi tells us that what is going to be accomplished when you come to Beis Din, as far as the Isser is concerned, Rashi says, Yizbar Hadover Kishiyetze Hakol Shema Yavoyu Eidim. That by coming to Beis Din, a coil will go out, and that will cause, or might cause, that Edom will come. So Rashi
Edom can say that she did znus. Is there a concept that Edom can say that she didn't do znus? Is there? Can that ever happen? Edom can testify she did znus, and
generally
then
not,
with that.
Unless it's like zozo yodim techia.
Right. So then it's
no,
not
so,
chayav.
So
the Edom are only possible to make it worse. To
yeah.
Make
yeah.
It
right.
Awesome.
Right.
Edom cannot make cannot clarify a heter in this situation. Just wanted to point that out. Is that correct?
Well. See what they want a heter. They could because they could say that was ba'inus, right? By Neshis Yisrael.
But right? Maybe there was a second ma'isus nus.
Don't write to that. How do you know that?
She was Arusa for 12 months.
I know she's. I'm patching up why she's a Gula now.
Right, right. You wouldn't have the basis to create an issue with something else.
So, meaning if they would come and say it happened before, so that might not. Would that help or not help?
Why not?
Because maybe she'll lose her Hester Pastors.
Oh, okay. Kalina, you're right. Well, let's see.
But if you say it happened the onus, then she doesn't lose her Hester's Pastors.
Oh.
Well, that's something. I don't know.
Okay, but it's a different kind of znus, right? Then, right? Because that was the znus of a Pnuya, right? Right,
you're saying,
because she's happy to do as nus of a pnuya doesn't mean she's going to do as nus of Eishes.
No, but you're saying good, right? That if they can be mavar either to Sveikus, right, either that it was ba'inis or when it took place, right? And
that can be matter the situation.
Kipshuta that be matter, but of course that's not what we're trying to do over here. Right, because Rashi is saying this, he's coming to explain what's going to cause the Isser. Because he's goofa dealing with the Svek Sveika, that it's mutter, so what's the basis of the Isser? So on that Rashi is saying that inochanami, that just by him merely coming, that's not enough to create Isser, because there's still a Svek Sveika, right? We have the two Svekas. And what is going to cause the Isser is because a possibility that Edom are coming. So we want him to come to Beis Din. By him coming to Beis Din, then there'll be Yetzer HaKoel, and then Edom could possibly come. Right? That is what we're doing over here. Now, if this is Taka the Pshat, Let's think for a second. That what taka is the concern if he wouldn't come, right? In other words, Bishlama, if there's a chad sveika, so when he knows, he's aser, right? Right then and there. So you know we got to take care of it. You know, make sure that. But if it's a svek sveika, so by him knowing, he's mutter. Right, so what's the concern that maybe he's not going to come? So fine, if he doesn't come, he's mutter. Right? You know what are we doing over here? Right, in Skipshuta, the concern is that he's living the Isser. That's what it is, right? But we're not making takana to find Isser. Is that what we're doing? Right, maybe she was Mizana, and let's create Edim to have a basis for the Isser. I mean, Klapi Shmai, she's also, right? Is that what it is? That Klapi Shmai, she's also, you know, even that, you know, I have to know how that works. Klapi Shmai, she was Mizana, but it's a sex faker. We don't have enough information. No, so the halacha is that he's mutter, right? We, you know, if we ask him, yeah, he goes to Beis Din. Beis Din, we'll say it's mutter. Well,
there's also her.
That what?
I mean, she's on a safek and she's living Beis.
Whoa. No, but he's saying good. Coming from her mindset, she knows when she did this. Listen, she knows if she did it Ratzon or Onus. So from her perspective, she might be really usher.
Let her take care of
it. Right, but Beis Din wants to stop.
Wednesday because of her. Let her just take care of her own problem.
Beis Din is trying to stop a person from doing an Isser. It's not just stopping him from doing an Isser. It's trying to stop her from doing an Isser.
Right, but it's not going to help. Either.
Why?
Because it's a fake stakeout, so what are they going to say? She's going to say, I didn't do it.
Then Aiden are going to come and be Mavardi in you.
Okay. But Michael told me that there's some disturbance. Michael.
Yeah.
That one of the Mefarshim says, Beferish, that Znus is almost never, there's almost never Aiden for Znus anyway. Like, Znus is, what did you say? Saint?
The Ritva says it's lo shkia to have Aiden with Znus.
Thank you.
Okay. He's asking it on Rashi? In what context is he saying that?
He's coming to say that he, in his maskana, he comes to say that they wouldn't have made this takana for Kohen alone or for Isha Ba'alma, for Yisrael alone. Because a Kohen is a miyusa de miyusa.
Miyusa de miyusa, sorry.
And a Yisrael, it's lo shkia that there'll be Aiden business. And you need Aiden because of the sikh. So he wanted to say that the Chazal was misaken to this Mishnah because of both sages, because of both issues. If it hadn't been for both, he wouldn't have,
okay.
Would have been misaken.
Okay.
So he wants to come out. He's really trying to answer Tosfos' kasha on Rashi.
Okay. So let's get there. Let's get there. Okay, so you're raising a point over here. But let's just see. So the direction of this Rashi over here is whatever we were ma'ir, but the way the Rishonim explained the Rashi is that Rashi is addressing the Sfek Sfeika issue, right? And on that Rashi says that in a Chanami, really what we're relying on to cause the Isser is Edom. Right? So this setup over here. Now it's
no, but if it's a Sfek Sfeika, you don't need to cause any problems.
So that's
let
a question.
Good enough stand alone.
That was the question that we asked, right?
So how do you answer that?
We're not answering that right now.
Right? Solo had to answer.
Right? So yeah.
Because of the lady.
Okay. We'll see. That opens up a whole new shaila to deal from her. But I just wanted to mention over here that the technical aspect over here. Just there's a Tosfos on Daf Gimel. The Tosfos on Daf Gimel, on the bottom Tosfos is over there, and Tosfos over there makes a mention, he's talking about, it's relevant to that Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Bizman Azeh. Akoponim, Tosfos says like this, that according to Rashi Bayos, Daf would be Meyem Kovu Yem Hanisuin, Mishum Shadei Kach is Bar Dov Yavoy Eidim, Mitech Shemesasim Ha'om De Bezdin.
Is this Tosfos Iyeka?
This is Tosfos Iyeka, right? Right. You see the second line in Tosfos, right towards the end of the second line. V'oy b'pirush
hakuntres.
Dafka b'mayhem kovu yom hanisuin. That according to Pirush Rashi.
Rashi said this, or he's explaining according to Rashi.
He's saying according to Rashi, right? He said, and this just is enlightens us a little bit about the Rashi over here by us, and he says. That dafk b'meim kovu yom anisum mishum sh'aydei kach yisbar hadover v'yvoy eidin, that's our Rashi. Mitoch sh'misasim ha'om lebezdin. Right? This that a kol goes out, right, is only
Thursday.
Because in those times, you know, that Bezdin was a public forum, and people used to come there. Right? But just, you know, it's not just like, you know, from the Rashi over here, you might have thought, when you come to Bezin, fine, Bezin like sends it out, you know, whatever it is, Yitzhak Kol. Just the mere fact that the thing made it into Bezin. Right? You see from this Rashi over here, that this Tosfos is not there, because Tosfos says, that, however, Bezman Azeh, right? The ain't Shayach Loimer Achshuv Kach. Right? It seems to have to do with the specific situation that you had over there, that that's what caused the coal to go out. And different places
can say that nowadays we don't have Bezmans open on Mondays and Thursdays. So there's no point in getting married Wednesday.
Okay, so you're saying something else. That's the first part of Tosis. Right? But Tosis is saying specifically according to Rashi.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Specifically according to the Rashi, Tosis says that according to Rashi, who says that that takana is based on the Edim, which is going to be brought through a kol, right? That technicality we don't have today. Right? That's what Tosis says. Right?
Because
we don't, in the Ari Yeshivas HaBezdin, it sounds like from places that we don't have the gathering of people, of spectators, in Bezdin, that was Amol. And, you know, you have to put it on
social media and it will spread the call very quickly.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But then he can get married anyway. But he'll get angry and go on Twitter right away.
It's not supposed to happen, right? that's what we... Yeah, Akopono. Okay, so just a point in the Taisis, right? So according to the Rashi, right? Now there's Taisis asks on this based on the Gemara later. You have to see the Gemara in order to appreciate the kash that Taisis is asking. So it's a shem that when we get to the Gemara on that test, we'll have to refer back to over here to appreciate these Taisis. Now, Tosis himself, we'll see. Tosis does make a shtickle adjustment in the Rashi, but let's hear. Tosis himself says that Be'etzim, there's a loy plug over here. That's what Tosis says. There's a loy plug. Really, you're right. Really right. That the reasoning for the kfiyas is only shayach by chatzfeika. And by most noshim, really, that there's a sex feika, so it doesn't apply. There's a loy plug over here. Right, that's what Tosis says, which is talking, you know, an interesting thing that we made a loy plug in order to facilitate, you know, these cases over here, which is a mit.
That's right, not like Shlomo.
Yeah, well,
because if it would be a problem that we're concerned about the lady, then it's not a specs faker for the lady. So then, and we were afraid that she's also, from her perspective, you don't have to come out the same low plug.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole Svek Sveka Shaila is only Shaykh by the Baal, not by the Isha, right?
That's what it seems like.
Okay, so we'll have to think about that and see what the right answer to that question is. That's what Tosfos says, and Tosfos adjusts Rashi a little bit, and in order, you know, it really has to do based on the Gemara that Tosfos is asking with, and Tosfos says like this in Rashi, like this also, that even according to Rashi, that to rely, to make a takana, relying on the Isser, which is going to come as a result of Eden come, that really is not a basis to make a takon. If you don't have a basis for the Isser, you know, to the Yitzias HaKoyel, the Eidim Mekom, that's not really enough basis. On that, Tosfos says that that's really just facilitates a loy plug. That's how Tosfos explains the Rashi. Now, it's really a loy plug. They would not have made a loy plug without, if there's no benefit at all for an Eishes Yisrael. So since there's a remote benefit, even
what's
by the Eidim coming, right? That's how he explains the Rashi. That...
So he's saying Rashi also agrees to the low plug?
It's really a low plug, right? Okay. We'll see. We'll you have to see the Gemara in Daf Tes and to see what Tosfos' kasha was.
Where does he say that?
In the Tosfos, Odei Shloimer. Lo yoyim the mishum shem yizbara. Aval kivin beishes koyim v'chulu, right? Tiknu gam kein.
It's a combination.
It facilitates a leplug. You know, that's what it means. You know, if you're making leplug, means that you don't have substantial reason by itself over here to do it. But there has to be some kind of benefit. Specifically in this case, we hear better because being that this is really the rove of the cases. So to make a leplug, you know, without anything, we would hear much better if there is some kind of gain that will help us even by Neshis Yisrael. Okay, but fundamentally it's a loy plug, and when we see the Gemara in Daf Tes, we'll appreciate what Taisus is saying. Okay, all right. So this is just a little bit of understanding what's behind the din of Takanas Yimdal of Mishum Tainis Psulim. Now, as we mentioned before,
so then Tosis doesn't have to be arguing with Rashi.
Tosis is arguing on Rashi. Tosis is arguing on Rashi, but depending on how you understand the Rashi is how far is the machlokes. Right, but in this Odesh Loimar, it limits the machlokes, that Rashi fundamentally is really Gnitaisvis, that there's a loy plug over here. That's how we could have this Kfir Sem could be shaykh to all Noshim, and they're just arguing whether we need a reason to make the loy plug or not. Alright, okay, let's just see if we can get it. It's a little late over here. Today's a hard day to a busy day. So let's just speak through something over here that's Nizbar in the Gemara. Rashi already alludes to the question that the Gemara itself asks. It's really the Braisa. Right? The Braisa itself really bavons the question. That, like I mentioned before, that in the Mishnah something seems to be missing over here, right? Because Tainis Pesulim tells us that therefore the Kfiyas, the date of the Nisuin of a Besula should be the day before Yeshiva as Bezdin. And that amounts to a Wednesday. So the question was, is that, well, if there's Yeshiva as Bezdin twice a week, so you should have two dates, you know, the day before Yeshiva as Bezdin. So what happened to the Sunday option? The Tinosi Be'echa B'Shabbos. Right? So that tells us, the Braisa tells us there's another factor over here. What's the other factor? Shoktu Kachamas Kranz Bnei Yisrael, because of a Suda. Right? Suda that Chazal were concerned that the Suda in those days, Akoponim, was the Chassan's responsibility. Right? And they wanted to make sure, for the Kalos sake, that she should have a proper Suda, and it should be ample time. At least that much, you know, Chazal can't tell you what to do. But Chazal set up that they wanted to Akopon, that as far as the date is concerned, then there should be the proper amount of time, right,
for preparation. And it can't be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, preparing the food?
One second. Right, so that's why Chazal said that we want that person should have Akopon at the beginning of the week, without any hefsik, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right, those days. Right? Now you're right, and as far as that's concerned, so Thursday, Friday, it still would have been an option.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, preparing the food.
What?
Prepare the food Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and make the chas on a Sunday.
So that in itself was an issue, that we wanted to have, that the preparation should be prior to the chas without a hefsik. Right? That seems to be the part of the facts over here, and so what happens then is now like this, is that so Tainas Pesulim takes out all other days besides the day before Yeshiva's Bezin, which is a Sunday and Wednesday. Now the din of Shoktu concerning Suda is what takes off Sunday. That's why Sunday is not an option. So that's why what's left to get married is only a Wednesday. Right? And true, it'll come out according to this, that some days might have more than one reason why you can't get married. Right? A Monday and a Tuesday, right, will have two reasons why you can't get married. Because of time to Sulim and because of Shoktu. Right, and we'll see. It could have a relevance, right? If there's an afkamina between the two timing, right? Concern, right? You know, Gemara says that maybe Shoktu you could get around, if the preparation was made, and that's Rishonim say really why why the Mishnah didn't mention it. Because you have to ask yourself the question, right? Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Right? I mean, there's an important piece over here. Like, why are we saying only a half the story? The Braisa has to fill us in. So the Rishonim say that the reason for that is, like the Gemara, that's this Gemara on the Avgimu. And it's in Zgal in the Gemara that there's a concept of the triachle, that even though initially one is because of the din of shaktu, someone's not supposed to get married, you know, till mikoyach that, till akaponim, you know, you need the gibel yomim. But if proper preparation was made prior to that, even though there's a hefsik or whatever it is, but if he did it, then we're not going to stop him from making the chasna. Right? So that's what the Gemara says over here. And
specifically on Sunday?
Specifically on Sunday? So the Gemara over here is talking about what it's negay is that at a time when Tanis was not negay yet. Right? Right? That's what the Gemara is really talking about. And what the Gemara says that if things would revert back to Tanis Ezra and all days are the same as far as Tanis Besulim, Ishinis is Becholim. That's what the Gemara says.
Is that because Besdin is open every day?
It's all akapon, but it's all the same, right? Whatever. There's a little technicality in that, what that means exactly. But akapon, every day is the same as far as that's concerned. So Tanis Besulim, one day is not different over another. So the Gemara says, fine, no Tanis Besulim, you can marry when you want. Fretty more, we have to talk to you. Right? So Matt Morris tells us this idea of the triachle. Right? That means that shoktu, that even though initially, right, one really shouldn't be doing that, but if he did, so he took care of the shoktu, so now we can't refrain him from getting married. So the point over here that I was going to say is, that's what Shaim says, that's why the Mishnah left it, because the Mishnah wanted to show us this difference between Tanis Besulim and shoktu. That shoktu is really within your ability, you know, to get around it. Akoponim. Okay, now it's really too late to go into the Gemara.
What does that mean?
Okay, so that's also, you'll see, that's a little technical exactly what that means. You could see what we want in the Gemara. I just want to just give the Olam just over here as just a little background over here. I can't talk too much now. Like this. That first of all, like this, everyone should know that this first piece of Gemara over here, the very first piece of Gemara that Rabbi Yosef says over the Memra from Shmuel, Shem Shmuel, and he asks a question on it with the Nusach of Talitanya, Bleisanya, is a very difficult piece of Gemara. Right? Shakwatai is very hard. Very, very hard. Right? So whoever had difficulties with it, you know, you should feel justified that, right? As a matter of fact, it's really, you know, in yeshivas, you know, that, you know, this is the hashgacha that it should be over here, but really, this is not really the type of Gemara that, you know, a ninth grader should be starting with. This is too confusing. Right? It's very difficult. Right? Talk about exactly what the Shakavatari was, fine. Okay, that's the very piece of Gemara. Now, after we come, the Gemara is Mevar, that memra of Shmuel, what it is. So really like this, really this piece of Gemara is really, you know, for just for our outlook, right? Ravina Vashi, you know, we're conveyed over here. But for our outlook, really this is Negeya, the Sugya on Dafnam Zayin, right? In the Mishnah over there, Hagoaz Man, right? Right? Without going into the Arichas and the Sol, so a little bit over here, right? The Halacha of the Chiyuv Mezaynis, which is Chal, but Hagoaz Man, that's really what is our Sugya over here, is. And there are different reasons which would cause a chasen not to happen on time, and so you have a hagoz man without a chasen, no? And when there's hagoz man, Mish talks about that he's nischayev mizaynis, and there's different scenarios which are preventing the chasen to happen, and the discussion whether he's mechuyev mizaynis or because of these situations he would not be mechuyev mizaynis at that time. And because of that, that's where our sugya comes in. Then our sugya, our Mishnah, creates another scenario as why the chasen is not happening. Because if he set up the date, and the date happens to have landed on a day that Chazal don't allow you to get married, right? Because the Sulanisis, maybe Amonanisis, right? Whatever it is. So what is, how does that affect halacha of Higiyah Zman? Right? That's really what's happening in the sugya. Right? Like toli tanya b'loi tanya. Right? This our Mishnah, right, is really, right, is really just on another application, like you see in the Gemara, of why didn't get married. Cholo, cholsa, pirsanida, you know, or any number of reasons. And that's what Shmuel is saying. Now, with that, I'll just leave you with a ha'orah, right? So Shmuel comes and Shmuel says that he brings the brayser and Shmuel tells us, you know, he asks the question, why not on Echa b'Shabbos? Because of Shoktu, Achshu Shishanin Shoktu, right? So now that we know that because of Chazal have a takana Shoktu, and because of that they prevent you from getting married on Echa b'Shabbos, that so if the date was set up, landed on Echa b'Shabbos, he doesn't have to be Malm Zainis. There's no, the Chifim of Hagoz Man won't be Mechayvim Zainis over here. Right? That's what Shmuel says. So, this question that I'm going to ask right now, you could ask in a few different ways, but let's just ask it in this way. Shmuel's coming to tell us that if the day that was planned, you can't get married because Chazal made a takon that you can't get married, right? And Shmuel comes to say that if that's the reason, then there's no Chayvim Zainis. So you got to ask yourself a question. So why are we getting involved with Yom Aleph and Shoktu, right? Let's just talk about the mission. Tanis Pesulim, right? But you have to bring in a whole new issue. The mission tells us that Tanis Pesulim, right? So let's say Higiyas Man on Tuesday, right? So you don't have to be Mizam Zonis because Chazal said because Tanis Pesulim can't get married. Why does Shmuel? I mean, you see very clearly, right? After Shini Shoktu, right? Why is he setting this up in that way? Wouldn't it have been so much simpler just to deal with the Mishnah, you know, without bringing in side questions? Isn't that the point that he's saying? That if the reason why you're not getting married is because of Taganas Chazal, the Iker Takana in the Mishnah is because Tainis Besulim. So pick a day that Tainis Besulim will talk and then just say that, right? Okay? You don't have to get involved in these things. Why? And it would seem to be that it has to do specifically with the takana of Shoktu. Maybe Tanis Pesulim would not present such a halacha. Right? Okay, we'll leave you with the ha'or right now, okay?
Yeah. Is Shoktu also applicable 3 days preparation suda for Hamana? Because it says takana b'nos Yisrael. Is that only for Besula or is that for an Almana also?
So I believe not. I believe not.
It's specifically for Besula?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't say Al Besula, it says Al Benos.
I don't believe an Almana has 7 days of Shavar Brachos.
But that's true, but is that relevant to this
so
over here?
So Rishonim say that the 3 days preparation of food is for the Shavar Brachos.
Oh, yeah? So, oh,
I think
okay.
Ramban says that.
Okay, alright. So if that's what it is, then that'll be the reason. Yeah.
So are you saying that the Mishnah is also dealing with Dinei Mamonos or not? I didn't get
no, the... No, no, no. What we were saying was...
The Tanis Besulim has
not... No, what we were just saying was that possibly the psychology that's going to get him to run to Bezdin is because in his mind there's a monetary issue, so we want to get him going. Right? What
that's not our concern right now.
Right, but that's not our concern. Right,
our concern right. Is whether they're us
right,
or
not. Right? We're using that
that fact to get him into place. Right? That would be
right.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.